My name is Stafford Chipperfield. I was born in Malden at St Peter's Hospital in 1952. I spent the first years of my life living in a farmhouse at Beeley, owned by Mr and Mrs Ratcliffe, who were well-known farmers in the day. Many people will probably remember the point-to-point horse racing that used to go on there on Easter Monday. I'm also related to the famous Pitt family, who are fishermen, and I got my name Stafford from a Stafford Pitt, who I believe back in the day was very well known around Malden as a fisherman.
Stafford, go back to the horse racing. Can you say a bit more about that?
Yes, every Easter Monday the horse racing used to be as a point-to-point, which were local horses that didn't quite match the professional side of things, and they'd do point-to-point, which was round a track over fences, and that used to take place every Easter Monday, run by the, I believe, the Essex National Hunt.
I went along
because I lived right next to it, standing in my grandparents' house at Beeley.
Yeah.
I could see from there, but we did used to go and walk round and have a place a few bets with mum and dad and my sister. Sadly, that all finished a good few years ago, and different people now own the farms. I believe point to point still takes place at Mark's Tay and one or two other places around the country.
I guess that was a really popular event then.
Everybody from Malden went to that. It was unbelievable. People would just walk from Malden along London Road to Beeley and then walk back, and as long as it wasn't raining, it was always an Easter Monday. So you always knew and you could always look forward to it, because we didn't have much in them days. There was never nothing much on television. So we enjoyed the day out. Yeah, lovely.
And I believe also in your younger days, you worked in the Valley, in the Prom Park. Can
yes,
you
I worked.
Tell us about the Valley.
Yes, I worked for Mr. and Mrs. Williams, Peter and Gwen, being good friends with the family, especially their son, Stephen, who owns a smokehouse in Cromwell Lane. Had some great stands down there. Down at where the smokehouse is now, we used to keep the donkeys on the field behind and then walk down there in the morning during the summertime, walk the donkeys up to the prom along the water's edge, down to the valley, and then at night when that was all finished, ride them or walk them back.
So the donkeys were for donkey rides?
Donkey
people
rides, they were for donkey rides. People paid for donkey rides, and yeah, somebody would lead them round in a little figure of eight.
Right.
That was down there, along with the swing boats, the gun stalls, the darts, the arcade, the kiddies ride with the little cars and all that round there. There was also the gallopers, and at times there was what we used to call the Noah's Ark, what people would pay. And we also had a lovely little train that would go from one end of the valley backwards and then come back forwards, and that was very, very popular, but sadly all gone now.
And you worked there in your school holidays?
I worked
you?
There in my school holidays from the age of about 14, 13, 14 perhaps, yeah, till I was 16, 17 and started work. That was very enjoyable. We used to wait for the coaches to turn up, so we knew if we were going to be busy or not, and then Peter would open and say, right, we're opening up, the coaches are coming to Malden, the children or people will come down, and you know, it was going to be worthwhile opening.
And was the valley open every day?
It was open most days, but only obviously through spring and summer,
in the season. Yeah.
But yes, the valley was open every day, 7 days a week. If Peter thought there was going to be people there, it was always worthwhile opening, and there was the shops up the top that was used to attract people, and then they'd walk down to the valley, a nice walk along the sea wall there.
And who was running it?
Peter Williams was the governor, but it was run also by a good friend of mine, Keith Moss, who used to do most of the in charge of the big rides, the gallopers and the Noah's Ark. Also in later time they had the trampolines there as well, which were run, and we were just run by people who Peter trusted to run the various things, and us younger people just took the money and helped out and worked down there. Very enjoyable. We all managed to afford our first ever holiday at Butlins, I believe, by working down there. And if we weren't, there'd always be a spare boy that would go and get the fish and chips at dinner time. So you always had somebody who was a spare boy to be able to go off and get things. Yeah.
Good.
Sadly, come to an end now. But
you mentioned the donkeys, and the donkeys were kept, you said, behind where the smokehouse is.
Where the smokehouse is. There's a field behind there, which is a public footpath as well.
Yeah.
And they were kept there.
So somebody had to walk them down every day?
Yes,
was
every
that
day.
One of your jobs?
That was one of my jobs, yes.
Was it?
Not all the time. We used to sort of take it in turns. I think it was possibly three or four donkeys, trying to remember that far back. And we would walk two at a time.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, no, it was good fun. Mm. Walk along the downs to them. And
mentioning the smokehouse, mm-hmm. I believe in later years, and still, you've been working there.
Yes, I do help Steve out with a little bit of maintenance, along with one or two other lads. Steve, who owns it now, which is Peter, William's son. I do a bit of carpentry work and a bit of building and a bit of tidying up for him whenever he needs me. So it's normally 2 days a week during the when it's warm, but at the moment it's not very busy because people are not going down there. So I haven't been down there for a week or two, but we'll do late as time goes on.
Yeah, because you trained as a carpenter.
I trained as a carpenter, yes, done a 4-year apprenticeship.
Where was your apprenticeship?
My apprenticeship was at Claydon's in Alting, which is opposite where Doe's showrooms are. It's now basically a caravan park where they were. We were on the other side of the road from Doe's. I was there, done a 4-year apprenticeship and then various other jobs, and ended up being a van driver for a printing firm in Chelmsford before I retired. So
you enjoyed the carpentry work?
I enjoy it, yes. You sometimes think, well, it was a bit heavy up on a roof in the freezing cold and rain, but it was very enjoyable, yeah. Back in the day. I was a lot younger then, of course.
But now you've retired, you still do a few
little odd jobs, yes. Yeah. I've got some doors to put on for a friend at school, an old school friend of mine, and his daughter says I've got 5 doors to hang for him. I still do a little bit every now and again, but I don't
useful,
work that
useful to do
bits. Useful to do, yeah.
And I gather you were involved in building some of the new houses in Scraley Road,
yes. Dolph Clayton, who I worked for, done my apprenticeship for, he bought the land off I believe the farmer's name was McMeekin or McMorland. He sold the land to Mr. Clayton, and we built the first few houses along Scraley Road, the bigger houses along Scraley Road, but he then sold the whole of the land to Wimpy Builders, and they built Rowan Drive and all the houses there and the school. So that was going back in the probably early 70s.
Stafford, I gather your dad worked for Green's Flour Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Dad worked there for many, many years. I also worked down there on maintenance for probably 6 or 7 years, and at one time the houses along Station Road, the first 4 were owned by Green's Flour Mill. And when I first got married, we lived at number 11 Station Road, which was very good. We walked across the road to work.
So the mill owned the houses?
The mill owned the first 4 houses, and people who worked at the mill,
yeah,
like they did on a farmhouse, really, back in the day. Sadly, that's not the case anymore. I think they've been sold. But my dad worked down there, most of my mum and mum's 3 brothers worked there at one time, myself, and my auntie's uncles, cousins, we all worked there. We basically took the firm over at one time, I think.
What was your particular job?
I worked on maintenance with a man called Roy Webb. We used to repair the roll machines, do various bits, anything, maintenance, painting, anything they wanted doing. We done, and it was enjoyable. I probably made a mistake by leaving, but you know what it's like when you're young, you want to earn a bit more money, and I probably made a mistake, but there you go, can't take back time. But my son now works down, strangely enough, as a lorry driver, which he's been doing. He left and then went back, and he's been there and really enjoys it, so that's been very good. And yeah.
So good family
connection with Green's Flour Mill, certainly, but now, as far as I know, my son's the only family member that works down there. And Mr. Lewis, and Mr. Bernard Lewis, who was chairman of the bench at the courthouse, he was my governor, and he lived in a big hat Guernsey house right opposite St. Peter's Hospital.
Right, yeah.
Which I now believe is flats. Yeah. Very, very enjoyable time, though I didn't realise it at the time. I was even there when they had the bread strike, and
really?
Everybody was working about 18 hours a day then.
What happened then?
I don't know, there was some reason, there was a bread strike or a bread shortage in all over the country. I can't remember when that was. It must have been late 70s, I reckon, perhaps early 80s. So we were working flat out to produce flour.
Right.
But I don't honestly can't remember how or why it happened. But there was a a bread strike, yeah. which seems strange to me. But we were working 24 hours around the clock. People were working on the meal. Now that used to run 24 hours in them days, but we were, you know, doing more.
So it was greens, wasn't it?
It was greens flour meal. Then it's now cars, but I believe it became, became pools during the middle. I can't remember for sure.
Mm.
But Green's flour mill was actually owned by Edward Baker, who was a mill at Sudbury. They owned it, but in partnership with whoever owned. I think originally there was a colonel or a Major Green started it, going back possibly 1800s, I don't know. But there was certainly the name Green was something to do with the original owner back many, many years ago.
And do you think nowadays it is as successful as it was then, or as busy as it was then?
Even busier. It's there are bigger lorries. There's no humping the sacks off on your back and carrying them upstairs anymore. Most of it's all palleted off with forklifts.
Yeah.
There's the odd time when you have to carry stuff, apparently, my son says, but most of the time it's loaded on and loaded off for you. He just drives the lorry most of the time, so you don't need a mate to go in the lorry with you. If it's got to be handballed off, then you've probably got a friend, and they'll send somebody else out with him.
Presumably in years gone by, barges would come up and deliver.
Yes, definitely when I was there, were barges bringing the wheat, but that now is, I believe, that has stopped. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
But there are always barges up probably every other day from different various Canada and what have you, with Canadian wheat.
Mm.
But I believe that doesn't happen anymore. It's more, I know the local farmers send their lorries down there with their wheat. I'm good friends with Dave Goodwin in Scraley Road, and he always takes his wheat and all that goes down there.
Yeah.
So it's it's very busy. We always need bread, don't we? flour.
Let's change the subject slightly, but still in Maldon. Mm. What do you remember about the carnivals?
To my mind, as being a young child, the carnivals were like one of the biggest events for the, you know, excitement to look forward to. You'd get up early in the morning and go and watch them line up along Mill Road and Wants Road and what have you. And very exciting times, and it was great because they'd all went back down the prom. My dad actually used to drive Green's lorry they would put a Green's lorry in, decorate it up, and I believe sometime my mum myself might have gone on there at a time, but I've only been very young, gone on the lorry. Sadly, that's at the moment is a bit on hold. I actually went on the last carnival in Maldon on a float that was to help try and get the swimming lake back open on the promenade, but we're fighting a losing battle at the moment, but we won't give up, so look out, Maldon Council. We haven't finished yet.
So was the carnival just one day, or did it spread
week.
Over?
No, the carnival lasted for a week. The procession went on a Saturday afternoon, but the carnival was on a whole week. It was a whole week show. We used to have children's races around. We used to have a bandstand at the top end, but in by the big main gates, there was a bandstand, and you had running races for different age children. They had the baby show, it was a whole week, and then the fair was there. There was Gymkhana horse race, horse events.
All in that area?
All in that, the front field and the big field where the football pitch is. The main bit, the bandstand, was where you come in the big gate, where the fair was recently, the steam fair was. Yeah. That was where the bandstand was. That sadly got taken down for some reason. But the main event, the carnival and the fair, was over on the field now where the football pitch is.
Yeah.
Years ago, there used to be a pond there where the changing rooms are on the far end of the promenade, in front of that, where the tennis courts are there, and there used to be a pond.
Really?
Yeah, going back many years, there was a pond there. A lot of people don't remember it, but I'm old enough to remember a pond being there. But they used to have the carnival, the fair was there around that area.
Yeah, yeah.
That then got moved further up to the end of the extension on another field there for a few years, but it was...
And again, that must have brought a lot of people into Maldon.
It brought thousands of people for the whole week. Yeah, we had something going on every day. Wrestling in the big marquee.
Why do you think it packed up from being such a brilliant week-long event?
Without being rude, it's Maldon Council that have stopped it because it's too much you know, too much effort for them
too
to do.
Too much organisation.
It was all done by, you had to have volunteers, which is what we done.
Yeah.
It was all volunteered by, but for some reason, Malden Council don't want to have it for some unknown reason, but there you go. Mustn't
again,
say too much.
It might have come down to health and safety, mightn't it?
Well, it could do, but I mean, they've even stopped the car, vintage car day, haven't they, down there this year? Because of lack of helpers. But surely that is run by the people who do the event. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But
It's a shame, but it's nice to have those memories, especially of
great memories. But it's unfair that people coming now and youngsters now are not going to benefit this with the swimming lake being shut and looking like a, well, I don't know what it looks like. I can't say, use them words. It's disgraceful. I don't think they realise what they've got. And could make the most of it. It's a wonderful place. There ain't many places in England that have got that sort of availability. It was given to Malden to be used as a lake and to be used to be enjoyed, and it's been sadly taken away.
Let's end on a happy note.
Yes, by all means.
Tell me why you love living in the Malden area. So
I've never had any desire to move away. It's just been everything I know is in Malden. I've got a vast array of friends that I've had. Most of my friends we've had since I was 3-4 years old. Sadly, one of two have passed away, but 90% of my friends are people I went to school with. We've done big school reunions. Right. We've been absolutely brilliant. We even done the full Monty on one to raise money for us friends. Yes, in front of some school teachers.
Tell me about that. What were you raising money for?
Cancer research, basically.
I hope you made a lot of money.
We did make a lot of money. Girls were screaming, but I think that was to get out. But we had a great day. All teachers came. Sadly, not many teachers left with us now.
Yeah. And which school was this?
This was Malden Secondary, which is now the Plume. But when I was there, I left in 69 and it became Plume, I believe, in 70, 71.
Right.
When the secondary school and the grammar school merged to become the Plume. But in them days, we were the secondary and the brighter people of us went to the grammar school. But it was a great time. And we've had 5 school reunions, which I've helped organise. I have this silly memory of things that went on hundreds of years ago, but I can't remember what I'd done yesterday. But we had 3 or 4, and I said that we'd done the full Monty in one. We hired the grammar school because that got a bigger stage, and we'd done various things and finished with the full Monty, which went down all right.
Well, it sounds as if you're still a really busy person, Stanley.
Yeah,
but
I do.
With work things and friends and...
Well, I'm
organising
health-wise,
groups.
I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
I've never had nothing wrong with me.
Great.
So I've been...
Well, thank you, Stafford.
No problem.